我们继续来学习何西阿书。
Let's continue our study of the book of Hosea.
神在以色列当中啊，兴起很多的先知。
God rose up a lot of judges among the Israelites.
那这个先知啊，成为守望者。
When God raises these prophets, they become the watchmen.
啊，古时候他们在打仗的时候。
In the olden days when they were in battle.
啊，都会有一个高高的塔。
They would have a tall tower.
还有守望者在上面啊，向着很远的地方观看。
And there would be watchmen on these towers that are, and they are able to see very far off.
啊，如果看到敌人危险来到了。
And when they see the enemy come and danger is near.
他们就吹号吹角。
They would blow their trumpets and horns.
啊，让百姓有所准备。
So that the people can be prepared.
啊，说如果敌人来了。这个守望者不吹号。
But if the enemy comes and the watchman does not blow his horn,
百姓被杀了，这个守望者就有职责。
And if the people are killed, then the watchman is responsible.
所以神在以色列当中啊，设立先知就是作为守望者。
So the reason why God set up prophets among the Israelites is so that they can become watchmen.
让他们看到百姓啊，不热心离开神，拜偶像。
And when they see that the people were leaving God and they are not zealous and they worship idols,
所以就要向百姓宣扬警告。
They need to spread a warning to the people.
啊，警戒百姓，要促进他们来回头归向神。
Warning them and telling them to return to God.
啊，如果百姓回头归向神呢，他们就能够得救了。
And if the people know to return to God, then they will be saved.
啊，如果他们听到警告，但是还是执迷不悟。
But if they heard the warning and they refused to change their ways,
啊，最后他们受刑罚或被毁灭，啊，这个守望者没有职责。
In the end, they receive their punishment and are destroyed. The watchman is not responsible.
他如果守望者先知不传警告，
But if the watchman or the prophets do not spread the warning,
百姓被杀了，
and the people,
犯罪灭亡了，啊，这个守望者有职责的。
And the people are killed or they sin and they are destroyed, then the watchmen are responsible.
神要向他讨上面的罪。
Because God will, the blood of these people will be on the heads of the watchmen.
啊，这个先知啊，他们有说是口头上传警告。
Sometimes the prophets spread these warnings with oral communication.
啊，传了很多的信息，有的写在圣经里面。
And a lot of their messages are recorded in the Bible.
啊，有时候他们是好像用表演的方式。
But sometimes they spread their warnings in with a performance.
啊，所以很生动的把神的旨意啊，把它显明出来。
So using a very lively manner, they're able to demonstrate what the will of God is.
好像以西结先知。
For example, the prophet Ezekiel.
神叫他说啊，要躺着侧卧啊，390天。
God told him to lie on his side for 390 days.
表示以色列人他们的罪很重。
And this is to show that the Israelites
had great sin. 所以他们要被围困。
So they were going to be surrounded.
他们生活很艰难啊，每天食物都很有限。
And their lives will be very hard. They will have limited food.
一日要顶一年。
And with the food for one day, they will need to go for a year.
啊，然后再向右边啊，再侧卧。
And then Ezekiel was to lie on his other side for 40 days.
来担当啊，犹大国的罪。
And this is for the sin of the kingdom of Judah.
啊，然后神又叫他说啊，把他的留的长头发把它剪掉。
And then God told Ezekiel to cut his long hair.
啊，然后用那个秤去称啊，分成三份。
And he was to weigh his hair, and he spread his hair into three portions and weighed it.
三分之一啊，就用火把它烧掉。
And he burned a third of his hair.
三分之一啊，用刀去砍。
A third he used a knife to cut.
啊，另外三分之一用风把它吹掉。
And the other third he tossed in the wind so it could blow it around.
象征说啊，以色列人他们的罪很重。
And this is to teach the Israelites that they had great sin.
所以他们有三分之一要被火烧灭亡。
So a third of the Israelites will be destroyed by fire.
啊，三分之一要被刀杀。
A third of the Israelites will die by the sword.
三分之一要被分散在各地。
And a third of Israelites will be spread throughout the land.
所以先知有时候啊，用言语传达警告。
So sometimes the prophets will spread warnings orally.
有时候是现身说法，用表演的啊，让众民啊 能够来看清楚他们的罪。
But sometimes they use their own lives as a demonstration, they use a performance so that the people know that they have sinned.
那这个何西阿先知啊，神叫他去娶一个淫妇。
Now for the prophet Hosea, God told Hosea to go marry a prostitute.
然后去收养这个淫妇所生的儿子。
And he had to take in the son of the prostitute.
这个淫妇这个孩子啊，每一个孩子都有他的名字，都有他的意义。
And each child of the prostitute or this adulterous woman has their own name, and each name has its meaning.
一方面，这个先知啊，因为他家庭的悲剧。
On one hand, because the family of this prophet is very tragic.
娶了一个妻子，但是这个妻子又不安于世。
He married a wife, but this wife is not faithful.
所以这个妻子离开了，后来变成奴隶一样。
So this wife left him, and she became a slave.
但是神还是叫他说，你再把她娶回来。
But God still told Hosea that you need to marry her again.
还是去爱她。
You still need to love her.
所以先知跟这个妻子之间的那个爱又爱又恨的关系啊。
So this love-hate relationship between Hosea and his wife.
来描写神跟以色列百姓之间的那一种很奥秘的关系。
Is used to describe the very mysterious relationship between the Israelites and God.
本来以色列人是神的选民。
Originally, the Israelites were the chosen people of God.
也是神所爱的。
They are also a people loved by God.
但是他们却效法外邦人，离开神去拜偶像。
But they followed the example of Gentiles and they worship idols.
所以神啊，就产生了怒气啊，给他们很多的惩罚。
And so God was angry and gave them a lot of punishment.
但是神对以色列人啊，还是啊充满着爱啊，希望能够把他们挽回过来。
But God was still full of love for the Israelites and wanted to bring them back.
所以虽然他们在那个失败当中啊，被掳当中，神还是带领他们在经过患难以后，让他们能够归回。
So even in their defeat and capture, God still led them so that they can return to Him.
显示神对以色列人无限的大爱。
And this demonstrated the limitless love that God had for the Israelites.
在圣经里面说，我们的神是有丰盛的怜悯跟慈爱的神。
That's why the Bible describes our God a God of abundant mercy and love.
他没有按我们的过患来待我们。
He does not treat us according to our transgressions.
如果我们神按照我们的过患来待我们，没有一个人可以在神的面前站立得住。
If God treats us according to our transgressions, then none of us can stand before Him.
但他怜悯我们，好像父亲在怜悯儿女一样。
But He has mercy on us as a father has mercy on his own children.
虽然管教啊，但是希望他回头，内心实在又痛苦啊，但是却充满着爱。
Even though he disciplines, but he hopes that the children will return. And even though he is pained to discipline, but he hopes that this child can come back.
所以他能够体谅我们的软弱。
So he can understand our weaknesses.
盼望我们回头归到他的身边。
And he hopes that we will turn back and return to him.
我们继续来看何西阿书的第四章。
So let's continue looking at Hosea chapter 4.
我们看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
何西阿书四章十一节。
Hosea chapter 4, verse 11.
说奸淫和酒并新酒夺去了人的心。十二节。
Verse 12.
我的民求问木偶，以为木杖能指示他们，因为他们的淫心使他们失迷，他们就行淫离弃神，不守约束。这里讲到这个以色列人有两种重罪。
This passage talks about two great sins of the Israelites.
一个是奸淫，一个是拜偶像。
One is harlotry, and the other is worshiping idols.
当然，这个拜偶像也是灵性上的淫乱。
And of course, worshiping idols is also a spiritual form of adultery.
这个在神来看，两个都是很重的罪。
So in the eyes of God, both of them are very great sins.
我们知道这个神设立婚姻的制度。
We know that God established marriage.
就是让人能够有一个安定的生活，能够生养儿女。
God established marriage so that people can have a very stable life and raise their children.
啊，让人在一个虚空的人生当中啊，能够享受家庭伦理的喜乐。
That people can enjoy the joy of a family in this very vain world.
因为本来这个婚姻是神设立是美好的。
So originally God has established the institution of marriage and it is a good thing.
但是魔鬼却破坏人的幸福啊，就从婚姻的制度开始。
But the devil wanted to destroy the happiness of man, so he begins from marriage.
啊，所以利用男女之间的关系啊，让引诱人去行淫乱犯罪。
Using the relationship between man and woman, he entices men to sin.
啊，所以人就失掉了家庭的幸福，啊，社会就造成混乱。
So people have lost the happiness of a family, and the society is in chaos.
所以圣经里面说，我们要尊重婚姻。
That's why the Bible says we need to uphold marriage.
因为原来婚姻的制度是神所设立是美好的。
Because the institution of marriage was established by God and it is good.
他说隔阂行淫的人啊，神将来会审问的。
But those who are adulterers or fornicators, God will ask judgment for.
他说我们既然是神所拣选的神的儿女。
Since we are chosen by God and we are the children of God.
所以我们要用圣洁尊贵来锁住我们的身体。
We have to keep our bodies pure and holy. Because Lord Jesus has bought us with his blood.
啊，这个身体啊，已经不再属于光属于我们自己。
And this body no longer belongs to ourselves.
因为是主耶稣的宝血把我们买回来的。
Because this body was purchased by the precious blood of Lord Jesus.
所以是贵重的价值把我们赎回来的。
So we were redeemed with a great price.
因为我们身体啊，已经成为神的殿，圣灵的居所。
And because our body has already become the temple of God, where the Holy Spirit
dwells.
所以
神要我们在我们的身上来荣耀神。
So God wants us to use our body to glorify Him.
说神的旨意啊，就是要我们啊，避免一切的淫行。
So the will of God is for us to flee all kinds of sexual immorality.
来保守我们圣洁珍贵的身体。
That we can maintain our holy and a noble body.
所以我们要免去一切的淫行。
So we have to avoid all sexual immorality.
啊，这个淫乱啊，会带给人呐非常不好的结果。
Now sexual immorality will lead a person to very bad
results. 伤害人的家庭生命。
It will harm the family and life of a person.
我们看箴言的第七章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 7.
箴言六章跟七章啊。都是讲到啊，对奸淫行为的警戒。
Proverbs chapter 6 and 7 both are warnings about the dangers of adultery.
啊，所以这个作者说啊，我们要把这个神的诫命啊，牢牢的存记在我们的心中啊。
That's why the author of these chapters tell us that we have to keep God's words in our hearts securely.
我们看第七章。
Let's look at chapter 7.
第六节。
Chapter 7, verse
6. 七章六节。
Proverbs chapter 7, verse
6. 我在房屋的窗户内，从我窗帘中啊，往外观看，看有一个愚昧的少年人，分明是无知的少年人。第八节。
Verse 8.
说他从街上经过，走进淫妇的巷口，直往他的家路去，在黄昏晚上后半夜。黑暗之中，那里有一个妇人出来迎接他，是妓女的打扮，有诡诈的心思啊！啊，这个妇人不守约束，在家里停不住脚，啊，有时候在巷口宽阔处，啊，看到了这个少年人就拉住他，啊，跟他亲嘴，啊，然后就跟他讲了很多啊谄媚的话。
14.
我们看回来，看过来这个二十一节。
So let's turn to verse 21.
七章二十一节。
Proverbs chapter 7, verse
21. 淫妇用许多的巧言诱他随从，要用这个谄媚的嘴逼他同行。二十二节。
22.
说少年人立刻跟随他，好像牛往宰杀之地。又像愚昧人戴锁链要去受刑罚二十三节
23.
只等到箭穿了他的肝如同雀鸟急入网罗却不知道 自己伤掉了生命。二十四节。
24。
众主啊，你们要听从我，留心听从我口中的话。二十五节。
25。
你的心不可偏向淫妇的道，不可入他的迷途，因为被他害的扑倒的不少，被他杀戮的而且甚多啊。二十七节。
27。
因为他的家是在阴间之路，下到死亡之宫啊。这个箴言是所罗门王所写的。
Proverbs is a book written by King Solomon.
他一直在劝勉年轻人啊。
And he keeps warning the young people.
要重视我们的行为。
That we have to be watchful of our actions.
他说尤其这个男女之间的关系啊要非常的慎重。
We have to be especially careful between the relationship of
a
man and woman.
不要让这个淫妇啊来迷惑你。
And not let the adulterous woman seduce you.
所以有一个无知的少年呢、啊，走到淫妇的巷。
And he talks about a young man devoid of understanding walking to the corner where the adulterous woman lived.
这个妇人呢、啊，就给他讲了很多花言巧语啊。
And this woman enticed him with flattering words.
结果他就受到引诱了，就跟着他走了。
And because he was enticed, he followed her.
作者说啊，这个少年人呢、啊，好像牛要被牵到宰杀之地。
And the author describes this young man as an ox going to the slaughter.
说要好像一个愚昧人带着锁链要去受刑罚。
Or as a fool to the correction of the stocks.
但是他是无助的，就跟着走啊。
But because he is a young man devoid of understanding,
他最后的结果说好像箭啊，从他的肝啊就刺上去了。
And so we see that the result is like an arrow striking him in his liver.
好像鸟就飞到那个网罗啊，就被笼住了。
As a bird hastens to the snare.
最后的结果啊，就是伤掉生命。
And the end result is that he loses his life.
说因为这个淫妇，他的家是在阴间之道。
And because the house of this adulterous woman is on the way to hell.
他的所住的地方叫做死亡之宫。
And where she lives is the chambers of death.
所以行淫的人最后的结果就是这样。
So those who commit sexual immorality
伤掉自己的生命
will result in this, they will lose their life.
所以说我们要谨守我们的心啊。
So we must be careful to guard our hearts.
因为被他伤害的人实在太多了。
Because those who are harmed by her are many.
所以我们要保守我们的心啊，不要被淫妇所陷害。
So we have to guard our hearts and not be harmed by the adulterous woman.
以色列民他们在末后的时候说，奸淫啊，和酒夺去了百姓的心。
We see that in the latter days of the Jewish nation, they were deep in harlotry and wine.
有时候这个淫乱跟酒啊，酒跟淫乱有时候有连带关系。
A lot of times, harlotry and wine are connected.
因为酒啊会让人失掉理智。
Because wine causes a person to lose reason.
啊，没有办法克制自己。
And then they will not be able to control themselves.
我们看箴言二十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20.
箴言二十章。
Proverbs chapter 20.
第一节。
Verse 1.
箴言二十章第一节。
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1.
说酒能够使人懈慢，浓酒使人喧嚷。玩饮酒错误的就是没有智慧。所以我们看到有些人呢、有时候有身份有地位相当尊贵的。
So we see that sometimes people may have very high status or have a very noble character.
但是后来因为醉酒了、就产生了错误。
But later on, because they were drunk with wine, they committed errors.
曾经有一个警察局长呢、最后因为醉酒啊结果发生错误，整个职务就没有掉了。
There was once a police department head who was driving drunk, and because he was driving drunk, he got in an accident, and eventually he lost his job.
因为酒会让人懈慢呢。
Because wine causes a person to lose himself.
我们看二十三章，箴言二十三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 23,
三十一节。
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 31. Let's start from verse 29.
箴言的二十三章
，Proverbs 23 verse 29，
二十九节
，Chapter 23 verse 29。
说谁有祸患，谁有忧愁，谁有争斗，谁有哀叹，谁无故受伤，谁眼目红赤，三十节
，30。
就是那些流连饮酒常去寻找调和酒的人31节
31
说酒花红在杯中闪烁你不可观看说虽然你下咽舒畅但是终究是咬你好像毒蛇一样你的眼睛要看见怪异的事情你心里要发出诡谬的话说酒会让人啊忧愁啦斗争啦哀叹
So we see that wine can cause a person to have woe, sorrow, and complaints.
所以有的人在忧愁当中啊想要以酒来解除他的忧愁
So sometimes when people are in sorrow, they want to use wine to get rid of their sorrow.
但是却带来更多的痛苦
But in the end, they bring more sorrow and pain to themselves.
所以流连饮酒的人啊会有很多不好的后果
So we see that those who linger long at the wine have many bad results.
虽然你喝下去好像很爽快。
It says here that even though when we drink it down, it seems that we feel very
good. 但是那个结果说啊，好像在咬你，好像毒蛇一样。
But the result of drinking the wine is as if a serpent or viper is biting us.
所以在这个三十一章的地方啊。
So in chapter 31,
有一个王的母亲啊，在教导他的儿子。
There was a mother of a king who was teaching her son.
说你当君王不配喝酒，不可以喝酒。
And she taught her son, saying, "If you are a king, you cannot drink any wine."
啊，对，浓酒也是不合宜的。
Because it is not proper for you to drink strong wine.
说这个酒是给哪些人喝啊？就是给那个将灭亡的愁苦的人喝。
And this mother of the king said to his son that.A strong drink is for those who are perishing.
所以有些属闲患啊，要主醒以前啊，给他喝酒，让他忘掉痛苦。
Or those who have bitter of heart. That's why we see that sometimes when people are on the death row, we give them some wine so they can forget their sorrow.
在麻木当中啊，来结束他的生命。
So that in the state of bliss, they can end their lives.
他说：“你现在做王啊，你就不要喝酒。”
But the mother told his son that since you are going to become king,
要随时保持清醒。
You should not drink wine. You should always be alert.
古时候的祭司不可以喝酒。
The prophets or the priests of old cannot drink wine.
属神的拿细尔人也不可喝酒。
The Nazarites that belong to God can also not drink wine.
所以不要因酒啊，来影响到我们的信德。
So we cannot use wine to affect our moral character.
所以如果放纵醉酒啊，知识这是没有智慧的。
Because if we a lack of self-control and we drink wine, then this is unwise.
另外一个就是淫乱。
And another,
就是属灵的淫乱，就是拜偶像。
Another thing that the Israelites did is spiritual immorality, which is worshipping idols.
他说这是当时以色列国啊，非常普遍的现象。
And it records that this is something very common in the kingdom of Israel.
所以他们在山上高岗的地方啊，造了很多的偶像坛按很多的木头造的偶像
So on their mountains they set up a lot of different altars to worship these idols
因为当时他们社会上的这种拜偶像的习惯跟淫乱是合在一起的
And because during that time the practice of worshipping idols was connected to sexual immorality
所以神为什么恨恶迦南人要把他们除掉
And we see why does God hate the Canaanites and want to get rid of them
一个是因为他们很残暴
One reason is because they are very cruel
另外一个就是很淫乱
And the second reason is because they are very sexually
immoral 因为他们拜了很多偶像
And they worshipped a lot of idols
他们把他们的孩子啊婴孩啊活活的把他烧死啊献给他们的偶像
And they would burn their own babies and infants alive to offer it to their gods
所以神怎么会容忍这样残暴的行为继续的发生
So how can God allow such cruel things to keep going on?
另外一个就是他们在拜偶像当中啊，就找了很多的女子。
And another thing is that when they are worshipping idols, they would find a lot of women.
让他去献祭献给偶像的拜偶像的人啊，就跟那些女子啊，在那发生淫乱的行为。
And all those who came to offer sacrifice to the idols would fornicate with a woman.
所以在这里讲到说啊。在各山顶啊，各树上，有很多人跟偶像烧献祭烧香。
And in this, in verse 13, it says that they offer sacrifices on mountain tops and burn incense on the hills.
他们所领的女儿媳妇啊，也跟着行淫。
And even the daughters of their leaders and even their daughters commit harlotry as well.
神说啊, 你的女儿, 你的媳妇行淫啊, 我不惩罚他们。
God says, when your daughters and your daughter-in-laws commit harlotry, I will not punish them.
因为你们做父亲的, 做首领的,
because as fathers, as leaders,
啊, 去献祭给偶像, 啊, 就跟那些女子行淫。
You, when you offer sacrifices to these idols, you also commit fornication
所以整个百姓啊, 无助啊, 就跟着就全部倾倒了。
And so the whole people were very ignorant, and they all also fell.
所以他们在信仰上跟道德上啊, 相当的败坏。
So in terms of their faith and moral character, they were very corrupted.
所以神就宣告对以色列的惩罚。
And so God began to proclaim the judgment on Israel.
我们看4章15节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 15.
4章15节。
Chapter 4, verse 15. Hosea chapter 4, verse 15.
以色列啊，你虽然行淫，犹大却不可犯罪，不要往基甲去，不要上到伯雅文，也不要诅咒永生的神起誓。神对以色列人说啊，以色列啊，你们行淫。
God said to the Israelites, "Though you Israel play the harlot."
当然他们要受罚了。
So of course they will receive punishment.
啊，然后对犹大。 就是南朝的犹大国也给他们警戒。
And God begins to warn the southern dynasty of the kingdom of Judah.
以色列行淫要受毁灭了。Israel,
because they perform harlotry, they will be destroyed.
所以南朝的犹大你要受警戒，不要继续犯罪。
So God tells the southern dynasty, Judah, that you must be alert and not continue.
然后说不要往基甲去，不要上到伯雅文。
So God tells them, do not come up to Gilgal, nor go up to Beth Avon.
那这个基甲在圣经里面有两个地方。
Gilgal refers to two different places in the Bible.
一个是在耶利哥边啊, 就是以色列人进到迦南地在那边安领的地方。
One is near the city of Jericho, and that is the place where the Israelites settled after they crossed the Jordan River.
另外一个地方啊, 是在以法莲地。
Another,
是一个比较小的基甲地方。
Gilgal also refers to a place in Ephraim, and it is a much smaller place. But because Gilgal is near Bethel,
我们知道这个伯特利啊,
we know Bethel was the place where Jacob had a dream of the heavenly ladder. So the name of Bethel originally is the house of God.
因为他在那里啊，遇到神。 所以那个是人跟神相会的地方。
Because there Jacob met God, so that was a meeting place between God and men.
所以说那也是天的门。
So he also said that is the door to heaven.
啊，那时候来耶罗波安做王以后啊。
But after Jeroboam became king,
因为他怕以色列人回到这个耶路撒冷去拜神。
Because he was afraid that all the people would go back to Jerusalem.
那为了要维护自己政治上的利益。
And in order to maintain his own advantage in religion.
所以在以色列地啊, 两个地方, 一个是在但, 最北的但, 还有一个就是在伯特利啊, 设了两个金牛。
So he set up two golden calves, one in Dan up north and one in Bethel.
告诉他们说, 这就是带你们出埃及的神啊。
And Jeroboam taught the people saying that these are the gods that brought you out of Egypt.
说让整个以色列国啊, 全民都落在拜偶像之下。
And he caused the entire kingdom of Israel into a state of worshipping idols.
这个基甲啊, 是靠近伯特利的地方。
And Gilgal is near Bethel.
啊, 所以是一个副都市, 啊, 所以渐渐的这个地方也变成一个拜偶像的重镇。
And because it was near Bethel, soon the city also became a very important city to worship idols.
我们看12章的11节。
Let's turn to chapter 12, verse 11.
Hosea 12:11.
Hosea chapter 12, verse 11.
基列人没有罪孽吗? 他们全是虚假的。 人在基甲献牛犊为祭, 他们的祭坛, 好像田间犁沟中的乱堆啊。 这里讲到说人在极甲的地方啊, 献牛犊为祭。
In this passage, we see that people were sacrificing bulls in Gilgal.
所以他们当作有很多很多拜偶像的祭坛，好像乱堆一样。
And we see that among them, there were so many altars to worship idols that they were like heaps in the furrows of the field.
所以先知说不要到基甲去。
That's why the prophet says, do not go up to Gilgal.
另外说不要上到伯雅文。
And he also says, don't go up to Beth Aven.
这个伯雅文就是一个讽刺的话。
And Beth Aven is a very sarcastic remark. Because originally the name of the place was Bethel.
伯特利就是神的殿啊，要拜神的地方啊。
And Bethel means house of God. It is a place where people worship God.
但是这个伯特利啊，后来变成一个拜偶像、拜金牛的地方。
But later on, because Bethel became a place where people worshiped the golden calf.
所以那个地方啊。 后来改称为伯特利，伯雅文。
So later on, the city was changed into Beth Aven.
伯雅文的意思就是偶像庙，就是邪恶之都了。The
meaning of the name Beth Aven means house of idolatry or the house of wickedness.
所以这是先知对这个伯特利的一个讽刺的哈，本来是拜神的殿呐，现在变成一个拜偶像的重镇。So
this is a name that the prophet purposely gave Bethel to show them that they were once a house of God, but now they are a house of harlotry.
然后说,
and he said to them, do not swear an oath to the saying as the Lord lives.
因为他们虽然说我们是在拜神啊，永生的神,
because even though they say they are worshiping the living God,
但实际上他们是用牛犊来代替神,
but in fact, they have replaced God with the golden calf.
所以想要拜神啊，但是却用那个 拜偶像的方法。
So even though they wanted to worship God, they used the method of worshiping idols to worship God.
所以这样的献祭啊，这样的启示啊，神怎么会悦纳呢？
So how would God be pleased and accept the sacrifices and worship in this manner?
因为他们整个心思意念啊，都离开神了。Because
all their thoughts and heart has left God.
当然他们的启示啊，神是不悦纳的。And
so God would not honor their oaths.
16节。
We know that the cow is actually is supposed to be a very gentle animal.
所以它可以耕田拉车啊，任劳任怨啊。
And so the cow could be used to plow fields and to do any work you want it to do.
所以平时这个牛啊，它的本性应该是顺服的，是蛮好的。
So usually a cow is supposed to be very submissive and have a
very good attitude.
But when a cow becomes angry and it becomes stubborn, it is different.
啊，真的很倔强啊。
And it will be very stubborn.
啊，非常的刚硬固执啊，你根本就没有办法。
It will be very hard-headed, and you cannot do anything about it.
所以这里讲到说，这个以色列人呐，啊，他们好像那个倔强的母牛。
And so in this passage, it says Israel is like a stubborn calf.
啊，非常的固执啊，而且不是折善，而是偏偏行恶，又很固执。
They are very stubborn people who purposely do evil.
个性很刚强啊，你怎么劝都劝不听的。
And because their hearts are hardened, no matter how much we try to warn them, they will not listen.
所以神说啊，好吧，你们既然这样倔强啊，就任凭你去了。
And so God says, since you are stubborn, he will just let them be.
放牛吃草了，放他去了。
They will just release them into the open and not care.
所以实际节说，以法莲亲近偶像，所以任凭他。
So in verse 17, we see that Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone.
说他们啊，喝的都已经发酸了，啊，他们常常行恶，他们的官长最爱羞耻的事情。
Because their drink has turned aside, and they commit harlotry continually.
所以他们好像一群醉汉呢，啊，一直行淫放纵犯罪。
So they are like a group of us, of sinners who keep sinning.
啊，神就任凭他们吧。
So God just let them be.
那最后的结果19节啊,
and we see the end results in chapter 4, verse 19.
说风要把他们裹在这个翅膀里面啊, 啊他们就因为所献的祭必致蒙羞。
We see that it says the wind has wrapped her up in its wings and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices.
说风啊, 要把他们吹掉, 好像风啊，有翅膀啊，把它们夹着啊，就把它吹掉了。
So the wind will blow them away. It's as if the wind has wings and it will wrap them up and then blow them away.
啊，就有这个风啊，就是指着暴风啊，指着大灾难、大战争啊。
And we see that this wind refers to a storm, and a storm refers to calamity or a great
war. 因为这个大暴风、大灾难要来到啊，把它们整个好像翅膀一样，就把它们带走了。
Because this great storm will come, a great tribulation will come, and it will bring them all away.
因为这个风的力量相当大。
And we see that the strength of the wind is very strong.
哦，在德州住过来以后才知道说，哦，那边龙卷风很厉害。
Only after living in Texas did I realize that tornadoes are very scary.
啊，到了中部以后啊，发现有一些比较新鲜的事情。
When I moved to the central region, I discovered some new things.
哦，从来都没有想到说啊，啊那个房子地基会有问题。
I have never realized that the foundation of a house would have problems.
因为以前住过东部、西部啊，我都没有想到地基的问题。
Because in the past, when I lived in the East or West Coast, I never had to think about the foundation of
a
house.
他们的地方啊，因为底下是黏土。
But the place I lived, because the foundation was just dirt.
啊，所以有时候干旱或者雨季啊，那个黏土有时候松胀啊，还会影响地基。
Sometimes because of a drought or too much rain.The soil would be affected.
所以有时候要保养啊，啊，如果不保养好的话，地基坏掉了。
And so, if you own a house, you have to maintain your soil, or else your foundation will be affected.
另外一个就是那个房子都要保险，房屋顶要保险。
And another thing I learned is that we had to insure all the roofs of our houses.
因为有冰雹啊，有时候打下来啊，好像大石头打下来，屋顶都会打坏。
Because there would be hail, and when the hail falls, it will put holes in the roof.
啊，另外一个就是有龙卷风。
And another thing I discovered is that there are tornadoes.
啊，有时候突然间龙卷风来了，啊，就会发布警告。
Sometimes when the tornadoes come suddenly, there will be a tornado warning.
有的房子会被掀走，有的车子会被掀走。
Some houses are pulled up and some cars are pulled up.
啊，因为那个风的力量相当大。
Because the strength of the wind is very great.
啊，所以说风会把那个把它们呢、啊，好像那个。有翅膀啊，把它们夹着，就把它们带走了。
So we see that here it says the wind has wrapped her in its wings.
啊，当然就是主着亚述大军来到啊。
And this is referring to the great army of Assyria.
所以以色列百姓有的被杀，有很多都是被掳到了亚述国。
And though there were many Israelites that were killed, there were also many that were captured away.
我们再看第五章。
Let's look at chapter 5.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
众祭司啊，要听我的话。以色列家要留心听，王家要侧耳听，审判要临到你们，因为你们在米示巴如网罗，在塔伯山啊如铺张的网。这里神在向这个以色列家的首领啊。君王祭司啊，还有首领啊，向他们警告。
Here we see God warns the leaders of Israel, the priests, the kings, and all the different leaders.
说你们要注意听啊，因为神的审判已经来到了。
He said to them, "Hear this and take heed, because the judgment of God has come."
啊，为什么神的审判会来到
？So why has the judgment of God come?
因为你们在米斯巴，在塔伯山啊。
Because you have been a snare to Mizpah and a net spread on Tabor. So now you have fallen into own net that you have spread. We know that Mizpah is near the east of the river. And Tabor is on the west of the river. Whether it is on the east side or the west side of a river, they have spread the entire place with idols.
因为他们离开神啊，就好像自己布了一个那个罗网一样。
Because once they left God, it's as if they set a net over themselves.
所以自己要掉在这个网罗里面去。
And they are going to fall into this net themselves.
所以一个人犯罪啊，是卖了自己啊。
So when a person sins, they sell themselves.
亚哈为着要得葡萄园。
When King Ahab wanted the vineyard,
得不到闷闷不乐
because he could not buy the vineyard, he was very unhappy.
耶洗别发现了以后说：“你在 你到底有什么事了？
And when Jezebel found out what happened, she asked him what was wrong.
后来他知道了以后说，你做过王，连个葡萄园都得不到，当什么王？
And when Jezebel found out why Ahab was so sad, Jezebel said to Ahab, "You're a king, and you cannot even get a vineyard for yourself."
我替你想办法。
I will think of a way for you.
所以他就写信给拿伯的城啊。
So Jezebel wrote a letter to the city where Nabor lived in.
叫那些首领啊作伪证，派控，就是把那个拿伯抓来审判，找几个人作伪证。
And Jezebel wrote a letter to the leaders of Naboth and told them to frame Naboth so that he can be killed.
啊，然后把拿伯就把他杀掉了。
And so Naboth was killed.
以西别知道以后告诉亚哈，他就高高兴兴要去得葡萄园。
And when Jezebel told Ahab the news, Ahab was very happy and went to take the vineyard for himself.
神就叫以利亚去见亚哈王。
So God told Elijah to go meet Ahab.
以利亚先知就说啊，你把自己吃卖掉了。
And Elijah told King Ahab that you have sold yourself.
因为狗在哪里舔拿伯的血，也要在哪里舔你的血。
Because wherever the dogs are licking the blood of Naboth, the dogs shall also lick your blood.
后来真的亚哈王出阵，他就去打仗的时候就阵亡了。
So later, when Ahab went out on battle, he died in battle.
啊，他的车子啊，在那个湖边的池边的地方洗啊，狗就来舔他的血。
And when people were washing his chariot by the river, the dogs came to lick up the blood.
做一个人作恶啊，这个恶的结果会好像影子跟着他。
So we see that when a person does evil, this evil will follow him like a shadow.
所以一个人犯罪作恶是把自己吃卖掉。
So when a person sins and does evil, he is selling himself.
所以好像自己造了很多的网罗，自己掉在当中一样。
So we see that it is as if we have been setting a lot of traps and nets, and we end up falling it in ourselves.
啊，何西阿书五章第二节。
Let's look at Hosea chapter 5 verse 2.
这些悖逆的人是行杀戮，罪孽极深，我却斥责他们众人。第三节。
Verse 3.
以瓦人为我所知，以色列不能向我隐藏。以法莲啊，现在你行淫啊，以色列被玷污了。这个以法莲啊，是北朝的领袖支派。
Ephraim is one of the tribes that is a leader of the northern kingdom.
所以常常用以法莲啊，代表北朝的以色列国。
So oftentimes the term Ephraim is used to represent the whole kingdom of Israel.
那虽然他们以为说啊，他们所行的恶事啊，没有人知道。
And here we see that they think that no one knows the evil that they have done.
因为他们在暗中行了很多恶事。
Because they have committed a lot of evil in secret.
但是神说啊，以法莲是我所知道的。
But God says, I know Ephraim.
以色列人所行的是没有办法向我隐藏的。
And the things that Israel has committed cannot be hidden from me.
因为人在神的面前啊，是赤裸敞开的。
Because a person is naked before God.
人所行的事情，所讲的话。所人的心思意念，神没有一件不知道的。
Every action, word, or thought that a person has, God knows.
所以神在天上监察地面上的众人。
So God is in heaven, examining the ways of a person.
所以他要按照人所行的来施行审判。
So he will judge us according to what we have done.
那所以有时候人在暗中所行的，神会在显明的地方啊，把它显露出来。
And sometimes the things that a person does in secret, God will reveal in broad daylight.
因为神是无所不知的神啊。
Because God is a God who knows everything.
亚兰王跟一些大臣啊，在密室里面啊商量。
When the king of Aram was meeting with his council in a hidden room.
我们怎样去跟以色列人打仗
？And they were thinking of ways to fight the Israelites.
啊，但是每一次啊，他们出去的时候，以色列的军队就在他们防守。
But every time they went out, the army of Israel was already guarding the place they wanted to attack.
所以以色列亚兰王啊，他就觉得很奇怪。
So the king of Aram thought this was very strange.
他问他的部下说：“你哪一个是当间谍的
？”And he asked the servants, "Which one of you is a spy?"
为什么我们在密室里面所讲的以色列人都知道
？Why are all the things we are planning in secret the Israelites know?
有一个部下说啊，不是的啦， 因为以色列国有先知。
And one of his men told king, the king of Aram, it is not so. It is because.
我们在密室当中所讲的话。
It's because the kingdom of Israel has a prophet.
神就让那个先知知道啊，他就告诉他们的王啊，当然他们就有所防备啊。
So God would tell the prophet everything we say in secret, so the king of Israel knows how to guard against us.
所以我们要知道说，我们所做的任何事情啊，神都在监察，神都在看。
So we must know that everything we do, God is watching and God knows.
啊，不要说啊，我们所做的没有人知道。
We should not think that what we do, no one knows.
人所行的啊，在暗中，但是神就在明处把它显露出来。
Because even though we may do things in secret, God will reveal it in daylight.
人在神的面前呢、啊、是没有办法隐藏的。
A person cannot hide anything before God.
说他们所行的使他们不能够归向神。
And we see that because what they have committed, they cannot return to God.
因为有淫心在他们里面。
Because the spirit of harlotry is in their midst.
所以他们没有办法认识神。
So they cannot know God.
所以罪啊，使人跟神隔离。
So we see that sin separates God and men.
让人看不到神，让人没有办法归向神。
It causes people to not be able to see God and return to God.
所以唯有清心的人啊，才能够见到神。
Therefore, only those who are pure in heart can see God.
所以以色列人啊，因为他们的淫心，他们的罪恶啊。所以让他们跟神远离了。
So we see for the Israelites, because of the spirit of harlotry and the sins they had, they cannot see God.
那第五章第五节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 5.
五章五节。
Chapter 5, verse 5.
以色列的骄傲当面见证自己，故此以色列和以法莲必因为自己的罪孽跌倒。犹大也跟他们一同跌倒。第六节。
Verse 6.
他们必牵着牛羊去寻求神啊，却寻不见。啊，他已经离弃他，已经转去离开他们了。所以这个以色列、犹大，他们都在罪中跌倒。
We see that whether it's Israel or Judah, they have stumbled in their iniquity.
虽然他们带着牛羊要去献祭寻求神。
Even though they were bringing sheep and cattle to offer sacrifice to God,
神已经转去离开他们了。
To seek God, but they do not know that God has already turned away from them.
因为一方面要拜偶像、拜巴力，一方面要拜神啊，这神怎么会应啊？
Because even though they were trying to worship God on one hand, they were also worshiping Baal and the idols on the other hand. So why would God accept this?
一个人没有办法服侍主，两个主。
God says.A person cannot serve two masters.
如果我们贪爱世界又要服侍神，这神不悦纳的。
If we lust over the world and we still want to worship God, God is not pleased by this.
所以我们要专心侍奉神啊，单单服侍他。
So we have to focus on worshiping God and worship Him only.
啊，这样我们寻求神啊，神才会让我们寻见。
And then when we seek after God, God will allow us to find Him.
啊，你如果心怀恶意啊，你想要寻求神啊，说神已经离开了，你就寻不见了。
But if we have multiple motives in our hearts and we want to seek God, but we also seek after the world, then God will not allow us to find Him.
第七节说他们向神行了诡诈。
In verse 7, it says that they have dealt treacherously with the Lord.
生了私生子。
They have begotten pagan children.
所以他们百姓啊，都是在那个最终啊，是在那个拜偶像当中所生的，好像那个私生子一样。
And because the Israelites have been worshiping idols, so all the children they have during this time are like pagan children.
本来他们是神的儿女啊。
Originally they were the children of God.
但是他们却远离了神啊。
But now they are far away from God.
所以这些百姓说好像私生子一样。
So these people are like pagan children.
他说到了月朔啊。他们跟他们的地业啊就要被吞灭了。
And in verse 7 it says, "Now a new moon shall devour them and the heritage."
啊，这个月朔啊就是初一了。
And the new moon refers to the first day of the month.
啊，表示说啊，这个时间很快了，啊，来到了，他们就要啊被那个侵略者啊，爱来把他们的土地把它。
And it is talking about how the time will come very soon when the enemy will come and invade and devour them.
表示说那个外敌啊，很快就会来到。
And this is saying that their enemy that lives just beyond the border will come very quickly.
所以八节以下就开始警告了。
So starting from verse 8, there are warnings.
第八节。
Verse
8. 所以你们要在基比亚吹角，在拉玛吹号，在伯雅文吹出大声说。便利亚民啊，有仇敌就在你的后头啊！ 告诉他们呢，吹角说你要紧这样，赶快啊，因为敌人已经来了，就站在你的后面了。
So the prophet tells them, you must blow the horn, you have to be alert, because the enemy is right behind you.
啊，因为他们将要被毁灭了，征战已经临到了。
Because they are about to be destroyed, war has come upon them.
说责罚的日子，以瓦人要变为荒场。
And Ephraim shall become desolate.
和我在以色列支派中主是将来必成的事。
And among the tribes of Israel, I will make known what is sure.
因为神预定以色列人遭灾灭亡啊，啊，这个事情啊，必定成就了。
Because God has already said that the kingdom of Israel will be destroyed, and this is something that will happen.
啊，这是讲到这个别朝以色列啊，将要亡国被掳。
And this talks about how the northern kingdom Israel will be destroyed and they will be captured.
其实不久就临到。
And we see that that happens not long after this.
啊，这个第十节说犹大的首领在。如同那个挪移地界的人呐、啊，所以我也将愤怒倒在他们身上，好像水一般呢。
Verse 10 it says, "The princes of Judah are like those who remove a landmark. That's why God will also pour out His wrath on them like water."
以色列人呐、啊，他们的土地是神分配给他们的。
The Israelites' land were allotted to them by God.
所以特别交代他们呐、啊，那个地界呀、啊，不可以随便移动。
So God especially told them they cannot change the landmarks for the boundaries.
所以有的人守神的诫命啊，宁可死啊，他也不随便把土地卖掉。
So some people, in order to keep the commandments of God, they would rather die than sell their piece of land.
因为他们很重视神给他们的产业啊，牢牢地守住。
Because they value the heritage and inheritance that God has given them, so they hold on to it fastly.
犹大的首领说啊，就是随便啊，挪移地界的。
But the leaders of Judah have just removed the landmark.
有时候要得到一些利益啊，就把这个地界挪一下，把别人的土地占过来。
Sometimes to receive some kind of benefit, they would move the landmark or the boundaries very carelessly.
另外一方面呢，也是表述说他们对神的指示啊，他们是不坚持的，随随便便动摇的。
And on another hand, this shows how they were not very firm on the commandments of God. They waver back and forth.
到底要寻求神，或者是要寻求人的帮助，或者是拜偶像，他们犹疑不定的。
They cannot make up their mind, and they don't know whether they want to seek help from God or seek help from men or worship their idols.
所以以色列啊，离开神啊，犹大也是一样，跟着最后还是离开。
So when Israel left God, Judah did the same. They also left God.
所以神说把愤怒好像水啊，从上面就倒在他们身上。
So God said He will pour out His wrath on them like water.
啊，这是对犹大国的警戒啊。
And this is the warning for the kingdom of Judah.
因为他们不坚守神的吩咐啊，最后刑罚也会临到。
Because they do not hold fast to the commandments of God, so they will also face destruction.
十一节说，以瓦人乐从命令啊，就受欺压，啊，被审判压碎。
And we see in verse 11, Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment.
所以以瓦人跟犹大家都好像那个被虫蛀了啊，朽烂的木头一样。
And we see that the house of Ephraim and the house of Judah is like a rotten piece of wood and a cloth eaten by moths.
因为以瓦人呢，他们不听神的话。
Because Ephraim refuses to listen to the word of God, and they do not rely on God.
他们一直啊想要寻求亚述的帮助。
And they keep wanting to seek the help of Syria.
啊，所以把很多的礼物啊都送到亚述去。
And so they sent a lot of their gifts to Syria.
本来是想要得到他的帮助啊，但是没有想到亚述就乘胜啊来把他吞灭掉。
They wanted the help of Assyria, but they ended up being devoured by Assyria.
所以他想要听从亚述的命令，但是被欺压、被压碎了。
So even though they wanted to listen, to the commands of Assyria, but they were devoured instead.
十三节说，以瓦人看到自己有病，犹大见到自己有伤。
And verse 13 it says, Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah saw his wound.
因为看到他们的国势啊，很衰弱啊。
Because they saw that their kingdom has become
very weak. 他们当中啊，充满很多很多的问题。
And many problems arose in the kingdom.
啊，列强又围在他们周围。
And all their enemies are around their nation.
啊，他们不晓得要靠神。
And they don't know how to rely on God.
所以他们就到那个亚述说去找那个耶雷布王。耶雷布王就是非常伟大的王的意思了。
And they went to Assyria to seek King Jareb. And King Jareb basically refers to a very great king.
因为他们呢。把财宝带去给亚述，希望说能够得到他的保护。
Because they paid tribute to Assyria, hoping that they would protect them.
但是说啊, 却没有办法医好他们的伤啊。
But we see that yet he cannot cure you.
啊, 最后就是被亚述把他们灭掉的。
So we see in the end they were destroyed by the kingdom of Assyria.
啊, 所以这是神对被盗犯罪的以色列啊, 向他们宣告的刑罚。
So this is the punishment God has proclaimed to Ephraim and Judah who has betrayed God.
啊, 我们就谈到这里, 我们现在就请来主持祷告会。
So let us conclude our class here and let's continue with the prayer session.